So, you have finally arrived. Yes, I have seen you entering my hideout. Why all the surprise? I could detect your aura from miles away. And by that glowing sword in your hand, I suppose you are here to kill me. Don't worry. There are no traps in this room, or minions waiting to attack you. You can take your time. Check if you want. It's not like I have anywhere to run, is it? Let me just get up from my armchair. Wait. If we fight here, one of us will certainly die. But do things really need to end like this? What do I mean? I see you are a paladin from that holy symbol on your armor. Can you at least have a bit of mercy and give me a chance to explain myself? I wonder what people told you about me. Let me guess. They told you that I'm a lich, spreading misery and undeath on this land. That I steal innocent people's souls for power. That I am the incarnation of evil itself. You don't need to answer. From that look on your face, I can see that I'm right. Am I not those things? Well, I have a proposition. I'll tell you my version of the story, and you can make your own judgment. Does that feel suitable? Good. You probably know that this land was ravaged by war 8 years ago. Almost every man was killed, leaving mostly women and children. We didn't have any defenses or labor force. Our people were either going to starve to death or get invaded and murdered, whichever came first. I wasn't the most powerful wizard at the time, and I was really young, but I had some knowledge of the occult arts, so I started raising some corpses of those who died in the war. As soldiers and farmers. I know, raising the body of a dead person to serve a purpose is not a good thing to do. But what was the other option? Watch my people die terrible deaths, knowing that I'm the only one that could help them? I will not pretend I don't have any blood on my hands. Kings thought a place like this existing would be a menace to them, to their authority. So they started spreading rumors about me. Knights came here to become so-called heroes, and I had to defend myself. Please, consider all your eyes have witnessed. Have you ever seen one of the undead in this land attacking or killing an innocent? I know you won't believe me. No one ever does. Even though I became more powerful since then, keeping and controlling lives like that drains a lot of my energy. That is the reason why my skin is so pale. I'm not actually a lich. I'm just weak. It even hurts sometimes. I'll just be honest. I can't fight you like this. Even if I could fight, I don't want to. Being hunted and hated for this, trying to help people, being alone. I can't handle this anymore. Here, I'll kneel with my back turned to you, so you don't have to look me in the eyes. Go on with your duty, Paladin. End me. I just beg you to make it painless. What? I told you to kill me. Why are you hugging me? No. Please don't let go, please. Do you believe me? But... I know you have an oath, dear. You shouldn't let a necromancer like me live, let alone comfort me like this. You're holding me even closer now. I know. I know I should be afraid of being at my enemy's mercy like this, but it feels so nice. Please, please stay like this for just a little longer. What do you mean I'm not your enemy anymore? Oh, I really don't know what to say. It's good to be appreciated like this, but I only did what I thought was the right thing. Thank you, though. For this. For making me feel better. Wait, wait, no, please. Please don't look at my face. I must look so pathetic right now with tears running down my face and full of red spots on my skin, and I don't want you to pity me even more. And you ignored my advice. Oh, well, that's me right now, a hideous, broken mess. Stop. Aren't you supposed to never lie? I know I look pitiful. All right, if you say so. Oh, you need to leave now? I see. Thank you again for your kindness. I promise I won't forget that. Who knows if our past won't cross again in the future. Farewell, Paladin. Please, wait a minute. It's dark and cold outside. I know you're strong. But it's dangerous, and other people might come here with the intention of harming me. Would you... maybe... stay here for the night? Yes, I'm sure. Of course. You will? Good. I mean, I'm really happy. I'm not sure if the door will close properly after you, kicked it open. Don't worry. You don't need to apologize for that. I can transmute another door later. I'm just exhausted. You can come in properly now, by the way. I won't bite you or steal your soul. You can also remove your armor if you wish to. All this metal must feel so uncomfortable. I mean, if you're wearing something beneath it, aren't you? Well, that might have been a stupid question, but I'm still dazzled with everything that's happened. As I've said, I'm really tired. I think we should probably go to bed now. Yes, we. Why are you looking at me like this? You're my guest, and I'm not going to let you sleep on the floor. Don't even try to insist. I know, it's probably not the biggest or the most comfortable bed in the world, but you can't have a lot of luxury when you're trying to be hidden, can you? Good night, big man. Hey, it's so cold in here, and my blanket isn't big enough for both of us, apparently. I was thinking, since you're the one that broke my door, it's only fair that you help keep me warm. You don't seem to have taken a lot to convince. Hey, I'm kidding. Don't be embarrassed. Just put your arms around me as you did before. Please. This feels even better without all that cold metal. Your body, it's so warm. My skin usually feels so cold and lifeless. But being at your side and having your strong arms around me makes me become warm again. And I feel so safe. Now that we're so close together, I've noticed something I didn't before. You're really handsome. Just a random question with no intent behind it, okay? Do you have a wife? No? Really? That was not the answer I was expecting, actually. Nothing. It's just, it would be wrong for us to be like this if you did. Cuddling. My hands going through your hair. Our lips getting so close. This felt so amazing. Can we maybe do it a bit more? We could keep doing this forever. When I'm like this with you, it all goes away. Cold, the pain, the sadness. Do you mind if I rub my hand on your chest? I love feeling so close to you like this. No. Of course I'm not sad. I just had to try to suppress my emotions for so long, and now I'm feeling so many things I never did before. And everything is coming out at once. I think I'm just letting it all out, but I promise, even though I'm shedding a tear, sad is the last thing I am right now. I'm happier than I've ever been. I'll snuggle up to you even closer, okay? I really want to feel as close to you as I can. Hey, do you think we can maybe come back here someday? No, really, I really don't want this to be a one-time thing. I mean, if you'd want to have anything to do with someone like me, of course. You will? Yay. I'm so tired now, though. Can I turn around and have you hold me the other way? Yeah. I'll just snuggle up to you again. Oh, feel all your warmth now. And how firmly but gently your arms hold me. I could really stay like this forever. This is so perfect. Yes. Just like that. Put your hands around my waist, please. I think I'm going to sleep now, though. I really need to. But can I ask something first? If you wake up before me, can you wait a bit before getting up and leaving? I really want to wake up in your arms tomorrow. I'll be the happiest girl in the world if I could do that. Thank you. Thank you so much for everything. Good night, my hero.